Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, I'd like to share with you from Psalm 62, and we have been looking this week at some occurrences in the life of David where he became self-reliant. He began to have confidence in exercising his own power or judgment, and he did that in the affair of Bathsheba, as well as in the instance of numbering Israel. While that was something that God at times actually authorized, in this case it was motivated by pride. And of course, isn't that how the enemy attacks any of us? It's through our the lust of the flesh, our body, or our soul, the pride of life. And David succumbed, but even though God was merciful, in fact, as David was interceding, he stayed the plague and used that incident when he was offering a sacrifice. He purchased the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, which actually became the physical location where the temple of God was to be built. And you know, this was something that David, it was in his own heart to do. But the prophet of the Lord, the word of the Lord said, you won't build it because you've been a man of war. You shed blood, but your son Solomon will do it. And of course, during his lifetime, he laid up very much wealth, gold, silver, precious items that were actually used in the construction of the temple. But that was relegated to the reign of Solomon. That's what Solomon was commissioned to do. So, having shared that, let's now read Psalm 62 and hear what the Lord has to say to us through that psalm. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. You see, that's what Abraham, as well as David, they weren't willing to wait on God like Abraham. Instead of waiting on God, he made the mistake of listening to his wife and took her handmaid Hagar to have a child who was his blood child, but not out of the union with that of his wife, Sarah, where the child of promise was to be born. The psalm goes on in verse 2 to say, He only, referring to the Lord, is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. In other words, something that's just about ready to collapse. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. That's, of course, what the wicked do. But hear this, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He's repeating what he says now in verse 6. He only is my rock, my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Hear the word of the Lord, beloved. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. In other words, basically useless. And what do we see here? That the things we may consider, the things the world considers important, are irrelevant to God. It talks about oppression and exertion of unlawful power over others. basically, trust not in oppression, become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. And there are those that do that. They increase their own wealth, their own possessions, the things that are important to them, including power, to benefit themselves rather than other people. And beloved, we understand that riches or mammon, as Jesus referred to wealth, they represent the power of this world system. But we're not to let, as Christians, as God's people, we're not to let our heart be touched by them. Remember that it's not money itself that is corrupt or evil. It is the love of money that is the root of all evil. And we can use the finances of this world not only for ministering to our own personal needs, to see our needs supplied, but we can use them to bless others and as a witness for God's kingdom. We can use them for the glory of God. And in verse 11, the word goes on to say in Psalm 62, God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. And of course, we know twice is the number of witness. And let me go on to read verse 12. And also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Beloved, human power, the wealth of this world, all the material resources that are available to this world that so many people covet, isn't that the goal of the world system? To acquire more and more wealth and material items? In fact, that's the measure of success, is it not? To move into a better neighborhood, to have more cars, or to have a better named car, you know, the extravagant cars, those are something that are, they're all hallmarks, they're business cards, if you will, of real success. And people, they covet them, they envy them, they want those kinds of things. But we're not to let our heart be touched by them, because human power, material resources, they're just ephemeral, they're illusory, they're for only this time world frame in which we are living. They're all passing away. And beloved, God is a God beyond time and eternity. He will keep his covenant promises that the wicked will be punished and the righteous will be rewarded. And so we can't put confidence in the things of this world. To do so would be certainly to misplace confidence. We cannot, as we learned in the life of David, looking at those several instances, we can't place confidence in our own abilities, in our own capacity to make righteous judgments. We can only rely on the Lord. That's what this psalm says. Let our expectation be of him. And so, beloved, that's all I had to share in the way of teaching, but I'd like to just spend some time ministering to you, ministering to the Lord and in prayer and asking God, because this is an important lesson that it affected greatly the life of David. And I thank God that we are under grace, that God's mercy is extended to us, but he gives us his word that we can read it, we can learn from it. And let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you, and Father, we see these events that we've shared in the life of David, your servant. He was a man after God's own heart. He was a wonderful man of God. He was placed on the throne of Israel, and even Jesus himself is from the line of David. The throne of David will be reestablished, we know, in the kingdom when Jesus returns. And we are grateful, Lord, for the many beautiful psalms that he wrote and the heart of God that was expressed in those psalms. But nonetheless, Lord, we see that because he, like us, had a flesh nature, he was subject to the same like passions we are, even as Elijah was. Lord, he fell. He wasn't perfect, but he recognized God's great love and mercy. He said, blessed is the man whose transgression or sin is covered. And we thank you, Lord, that you have done that through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we come to you and we repent of all willful sins, things that we're aware of, where we have become independent and self-reliant. Lord, those traits are something the world appraises and desires and seeks after. But Lord, we want to be reliant only on you. We look to you, Lord, to be our source of strength, our source of wisdom, our source of supply. As you spoke through the prophet Gad to David, if all the things you had given David as king were not enough, all he had to do was ask you, Lord, how your heart was grieved and how your heart must be grieved with us when we seek to go about things, establishing our own blessing, our own benefit in ways that are displeasing to you. Father, we thank you that you are cleansing us from all unrighteousness. We stand in your grace, we call upon your mercy, and we thank you, Lord, that we shall be those servants that you desire, where our reliance shall be totally upon you and not upon self or the things of this world. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved. And I would have you to know that I am well pleased with such prayers. I desire those who walk in humility before me, those who seek me with a whole heart, with all their whole strength, who desire to lean upon my wisdom and to ask of my revelation and understanding in their life, to understand and to make the right decisions that I would have you to make. Beloved, I will hear and answer that prayer that you prayed with sincerity and wholeness of heart. I am the Lord, and I shall bring you into a place, into a large place, because I delight in you. And you shall see the mercies of the Lord. You shall see my faithfulness, and you shall see that I will put a hedge round about you. You shall not fall into the snare of the evil one, but you shall rejoice that I am the Lord who takes you by your hand and leads you in the paths of righteousness for my name's sake, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you today, this week, and I thank you for your prayer support, that we can continue on seeking God and bringing forth into all of our lives through prayer and preaching of the word the things that God has for his people. Praise God. Well, in a moment, the announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, share your needs. I love you. Thank you for listening. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,